reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour, the very beginning of the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I are in Toronto, Ontario right now, chatting with a gentleman who I've known, got Jordan Rayburn. Jordan, what's it been, man? It's been about 3 years. Yeah, 4 years, I mean, 5 years, 3 years. You were still in high school 5 years ago.
Maybe.
Jordan's a very bright guy. You know, it's interesting. We grew up literally in obviously different time frames, but probably within a half a mile of each other. Jordan is a certified, give me the correct title, CMT.
CMT, Chartered Market Technician.
There you go. And he's very, very good. He's a very good technician. He's got a great website. You can get to Jordan's website simply by going to our favorite site section and clicking on 24-hour gold. Having said that, Jordan, I got a question for you. People right now are all over the board in terms of what they think gold is going to do in 2014. What do your charts tell you, man?
Well, with respect to gold, I think it's probably going to, I would say, a steady, slow increase from here. I think if the key is if gold can take out 1350 or 1360, then I think it's going to be able to make it to the low 1400s by mid-year. And in that case, if we do take out the mid-1300s, then a good target for the end of the year is probably 1500. But I'm actually, as we talked about, I'm more bullish on the stocks at this point. I think they're going to continue to outperform the metals.
Jordan, I agree that the stocks will continue to outperform the metals. They have already throughout 2014. Now, if you're talking stocks, are you talking majors, mid-tiers, juniors? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm talking about the sector as a whole, so I know I'm not giving you too detailed of an answer, but the sector as a whole, it outperforms gold after major bottoms, like for the first year or so. That's when you see that the sector is very strong against gold, and then that kind of trails off after that. You have to, you know, if you want to outperform gold, you need to be more selective with your stocks, but you really should be selective in general. So I think that will continue, that the stocks will outperform. And I think I would say the stocks with the producers with the ability to grow will outperform, and I think the best juniors will continue to outperform. The large caps, that's a little bit more tricky. Maybe they'll outperform by a small margin, but I would stick to the smaller companies. They just have more beta, and that's what you want to own in a bull market.
Explain something to me and to our listeners. When they have more beta, what exactly do you mean?
It's beta is, it talks about the volatility against the market itself. So when we say stocks have a high beta, that means they're going to be very volatile compared to the overall equity market.
Jordan, we just had Rick on last segment, and he's saying that we haven't fully experienced this bear market. He says these things usually last about 4 years. We only had 2 years of it. You think that we're through the bear market and we're into a bull one now, don't you?
Yeah, yes, I agree with that. I know that Rick has said that we're in a sort of a selective bull market where the best companies are outperforming. But, Corey, I mean, I think we've talked about this before. If you look at the charts, if you look at the CDNX, the Toronto Junior Exchange, that's in a bull market. I see no reason why that's going to continue lower. And when in my presentation, I showed a chart of the gold stock bear analogs. And what that means is I put a chart up, or on the same chart, I modeled all of the bear markets the same. And we just reached a level where looking at that chart, it was very, very difficult to make a case that we wouldn't, that there wasn't going to be a major bottom. And since that point, we've seen the price action and the big recoveries and quality juniors and quality stocks. The bear market is over.
You know, I got to tell you, I really would like to agree with you. I would have to say that, judging by my portfolio, it's starting to come back. And I got to tell you, with the money that Kathy and I lost in 11 and 12 and 13, I'm really glad that it's starting to come back, even though the resource sector doesn't represent our entire portfolio. But I am seeing appreciation of 30, 40, 50, 60% in some of the companies that we purchased, say, within the last 2.5 years. And that is based on, I would have to say, nothing more than people are getting optimistic, man.
people are getting optimistic. And because I think in December, remember, there were a lot of fund managers who had forced liquidations. So you had this forced selling that was going on at the end of last year. And since that point, we've seen these huge moves, as you said. And you just can't argue with that, Al. When you see stocks in a market make these big moves, especially after a 2 or 3 year bear market, it's not going back down to make new lows. When something's up 60%, it's got to fall a long way to make a new low, and especially when the 60% came after it already declined for 2.5 years and it was down 60 or 70%, it's just really impossible that that's going to make a new low and that the bottom's not going to be in. Again, I'm just saying that in my humble opinion.
Jordan, I still think that investors out there have to be really cautious because, as you said and as Rick says, it's a selective bull market, too. Then not everything's going to go up. I've seen a lot of my stocks go up quite significantly in the last 2 months. I've also seen a couple of the dogs just continue to drag around the bottom. So when you're looking for companies that you see as a very attractive investment, what do you look for? What do you see?
Well, I kind of break it down into two areas, growth and speculation. You need to figure out what kind of, again, this is not investment advice, but I think people, the first thing they need to do is figure out, you know, do I want growth? Do I want speculation? What's my time horizon? All of those things are very, very important. You need to know that about yourself before you make any decisions. And so in my service, I break it down to looking at growth-oriented producers and then the non-producing companies, the explorers and developers. And, you know, you want to see management with a track record. You want to see companies that have enough money to be able to grow. You don't want, if they don't have enough money, they're going to dilute themselves, and that hurts. You want to see companies in good jurisdictions. With respect to the explorers and developers, I think I like jurisdictions like Nevada, Ontario, Quebec, West Africa, Mexico. You want to stick to those areas. And with the producers, you want to see companies that have not only are they producing and making money, but they have experienced management who've built mines before, and they have the capital and the projects in the pipeline to be able to continue to grow. Those are the companies that are going to perform the best, in my opinion.
You know, I met Jordan on a property visit that we did up in Alaska a couple, 3 years ago, and both of us bought shares in one of the companies that was supporting that visit, Corvus Gold. You know, it's interesting. I just talked to Jeff Pontius here a couple days ago. We did a daily editorial with him on Friday. I mean, I don't know where you got in. I got in at 54 cents, and the stock is $2 right now. I mean, it's those guys are just doing everything right.
They're doing fantastic, Al. And the last interview we did, I think it was at Cambridge, and I forget what the stock was trading at, but I said it's difficult to say because the stock has already appreciated so much, but I think it's going to go higher. And I echo those comments. I mean, this yellow jacket that they've discovered, I think this is going to be really, really significant. I would urge people to do their own due diligence, but even with the stock where it is now, I'm still very bullish. I mean, Al, where this thing ends up, I'm going to be forever grateful to you for introducing me to Corvus, because I think this has potential to be a major discovery. So I would definitely keep your eyes on Corvus. I think it has a very bright future.
Well, I have to agree 100%. Jordan, we got a minute left here. I want you to tell everybody about your website, because it's a good one and we endorse it.
My website is thedailygold.com. I have a premium newsletter and I have a free newsletter. And before you sign up to the premium, you can sign up for my free newsletter. I give you a couple free reports and usually one free email update a week. And so you can find out a little bit about the work I do by reading that.
Guy does a great job. We have something else in common aside from being in the same industry. We're both very avid University of Washington Husky football fans. I don't know how you feel about this, but I like our new coach.
I love Chris Peterson. Al, it was an absolute home run hire. I mean, it's the best hire we've had since Don James, and it's just I'm just tickled about how excited I am. I think we're going to have a great year this year, and I think Peterson is going to do great things in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, I agree 100%. Somebody else who agrees with us, who I haven't seen at the show yet, but John Embry is a big-time Husky fan, so you're in good company. I'm in good company. Folks out there, you got to start following the dogs. That is a recommendation on my part. Very exciting football. Stick around. We're going to be back with one of our favorite guests. Haven't had him on for a while. Grant Williams.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk. for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with our friend Alex Letourneau. Alex is involved with Kitco. One more time, I got to say it, man. Kitco is one of my favorite sites out there. Bart Kidner is one of my favorite people in the world. I have absolutely nothing but positive things to say about Kitco, and that includes Daniela. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a woman who's going to go a long ways, as you are too. Here's the interesting question, Alex. We have a fairly strong market right now. now in the resource sector. Okay, but we are also seeing some changes within the resource sector in the sense that you've got some major companies that are writing down their assets. You know, I think that that's something that our listeners would like to hear about, that plus the rationale behind companies doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this latest earnings season has shown that, I guess, the impairment charges aren't done yet, but I don't think it's a big surprise for people who actually follow the market, follow the companies. These were companies who made the reserves at levels that are far higher than where gold is at now. Having said that, gold is higher than where people initially thought it would be at the beginning of the year. So, all the same, the write-downs, the impairments, these are all good for the industry in the sense that it cleans up the industry. It gives the industry, I guess, better legging to deal with a new gold environment, which is what that big correction did. Now, you get, companies that led the charge with, maybe questionable, to put it nicely, takeovers. You look at Barrick with Equinox as an example. I think maybe that could have been the peak of investors looking at it and being, well, okay, this is, hold on here. In contrast, look at Barrick now, divesting a lot of their non-core assets. They're divesting them mostly in Australia, which apparently was a bad bet in hindsight, now that you see what they're doing. And it's not just limited to Barrick. I mean, it's across the board. It's a good cleanup.
Well, Alex, these write-downs are really, it comes down to simply just accounting, for accounting purposes. The fact of the matter is, when people look at companies, they need to dig deeper. They can't just look at the numbers that are presented to them, because numbers can be brought up and manipulated in so many different ways. You need to dig deeper into 43-101s and look at other research reports to really understand how these companies are valuing, what gold costs they're using. Because the fact of the matter is, if you don't have high grade right now, you're not going to make money in the industry. And that's what we're seeing with these write-offs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, grade is king, right? But you got to look at some of these guys. They, like I said before, they made questionable decisions. But like you mentioned, and it's a good point, you really got to dig into their numbers. As I said earlier, it shouldn't have been a big surprise for some of these companies with the write-downs they had, because if you look at their numbers, they were putting gold at $1,500 or $1,600, which, you know what, was fine, given gold was at $1,800, $1,900. But when you get down to the brass tacks, I mean, it shouldn't have been a surprise. I don't know why investors are crawling foul. At the same time, you still see investor confidence is coming back to the sector. There's actually money in the sector. Just walking around the PDAC right now, it's one of those things where the frowns are upside down compared to last year. There's hope, As John Kaiser mentioned earlier today, he said he calls a bottom in the junior resource sector, which I think it's huge. He also said that it's still in dire straits and it looks horrible right now, which is understandable. There's still those zombie companies that he keeps talking about. But at the end of the day, you're dead on. You got to look at the numbers. You got to see what they did. A lot of these companies redid their gold reserves at certain prices, smarter prices, and along with the correction, they fixed up their operations.
Alex, what are you seeing in terms of the future of the junior resource sector for, let's say, 2014, 2015? I personally, while you're thinking about it, have to tell you, I'm pretty optimistic.
I share your optimism, Al. I mean, it's not something that's just coming out of nowhere, though. You got a lot of people who are starting to believe it, and a lot of smart people are starting to believe it. People who aren't necessarily as vested in the industry as other folks who are going to pump it up. But you got good junior companies that have survived this this sort of crunch and purge. They're going to have, or they have, good assets. If they can sell that story to, decent companies, decent mid-tier companies, will likely have the cash to take over these projects, bring them into production. Yeah, I think the junior resource sector is looking great.
I personally believe, moving through 2014, that we're not going to see a huge skyrocket in the gold price, barring a black swan event. I think that we could continue to see a steady climb, nothing too major, which I think is good and will lead to more of these bad juniors getting weeded out of the industry. I also think that these mid-tiers right now that are in production or very close to production are in a fantastic situation, because during these last down 2 years, they were still able to advance their properties, and now with a somewhat steady gold or silver price, they know they can make money. It might not be what they were making when the metal was way up there 2-3 years ago, but they know they can make money, and that makes them very attractive to the majors, who have made some bad investments when the market was roaring, and they're going to need to replace some of their reserves. You follow any mid-tiers, or what do you think of the mid-tier industry?
I think, honestly, I think the seniors doing what they did in the past helps the mid-tiers enormously. Because, as I mentioned earlier, like you're seeing with Barrick and other seniors, they're doing different things with their projects. Now they're divesting or, you know, putting them on maintenance or whatever it may be. But they don't have that that sort of leverage that maybe they once had during that that big bull run where it capped off at 1900. At the same time, a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that 1900 gold meant enormous margins for gold miners. And I put some of that blame actually on the seniors as well. I mean, doing what they were doing, they were raising costs to ridiculous levels. So you have a, you know, a $1,900 gold price, you have a profit margin of maybe $200 or $150 based on all the overruns and costs and ridiculous things they were doing. So, I mean, I think the mid-tiers were smart. I mean, a lot of them are still around in the same status. If you look at their balance sheets, they're pretty much top notch. They're very strong. There's a lot of open cash there, and I don't think this market's going to allow anyone to make any silly investments anymore. I think they're going to be punished by investors if they start spending money on ridiculous things like they did in the past.
Give us a couple more examples of the ridiculous things that our listeners need to be aware of. We're down to about 50 seconds.
Fair enough. You got to watch out for those needless acquisitions. It's all about the balance sheet, and you have to maintain it for investors. If you go out and get assets in choppy jurisdictions, grades that aren't great, it's things that look sketchy. You know, I don't want to really pull out any companies there, but it comes down to logic. You're going to look at these guys, if they're going to go to Argentina to get an Explo company or something like that, go to South Africa where things are a little dicey right now. These are the kind of alarm bells that people should be looking for.
Final comment that I'd like to make, Alex, is watch for the companies that just because they have money feel like they have to spend it. We've seen this rough, rough market where companies have raised money and it's gone right out the door, not healthy for anybody, and it just ends up hurting the shareholders and leads to more dilution, which is the last thing we need in this industry. Stick around, we're going to be right back with Grant Williams.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Prospectors and Developers Conference, a special show here on the Corlin Economics Report. We're going to take about 20 minutes here. We're going to chat with an old friend of mine, Grant Williams. We're not going to talk about golf. We're not going to talk about anything other than a presentation that Grant gave earlier today. Grant, I was very, very intrigued with what you had to say about gold flow, physical gold flow in the world today. The reason I was very intrigued with it is I have been on that topic since probably 2004. It's been as obvious as a note on my face that the Chinese, etc., other folks in the East are going to basically, they have the ability, I should say, to change the financial system in the world because of what they're doing. We'll start out with your comments.
Yeah, hey, it's good to see you in person instead of just a voice on the phone. Yeah, look, it's a real phenomenon, and it's I think the noticeable thing is how quickly it's picked up in the last 3 or 4 years. You know, since 2009, when the Chinese announced their gold holdings reserves had climbed to 1,054 tons, we've seen a massive increase in the amount of physical gold heading in that direction, and China don't publish their own import figures, so we have to rely on slightly second-hand information. We look at the imports going in through Hong Kong, and if you chase the gold back from China, back to Hong Kong, back to Switzerland, back to London, you can see that a lot of this gold is coming out of the vaults at the LBMA, where there's some of the biggest stockpiles in the world, and it certainly explains some of these huge drawdowns we've seen, but both in the LBMA and in the COMEX warehouses. And look, I live in Asia, and gold in that part of the world is a different proposition to what it is in the West. People want the physical metal. They've grown up around it. They understand what it's for. You know, it's not a trading vehicle. It's not something that you buy low and sell high. It's something that is wealth, and it protects you from crises, of which there have been plenty in that part of the world. So Asian people don't want to own paper. They want to own physical metal. And they're going about that very hard and very fast right now because I think they can see the deterioration in the Western economy and they want some protection against it.
Grant, Al and I sat in on your talk there, which was just fascinating. And going along with the story of the gold flowing to the east, one of the facts and one of the slides that you presented that I found just fascinating was the actual exchanges, the gold exchanges. Everyone's familiar with the U.S., the COMEX. Everyone's familiar with the exchange in London. However, your slide, you were showing all these other exchanges popping up all in the east. Comments on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a reason on the slide. The exchanges were represented by gold bars, and the two big gold bars were the COMEX and the OBMA, and the others are much smaller, and they are smaller. But I think what we've seen in Asia in recent years is this desire to establish a means and a location where people can actually trade physical and take delivery. And the big difference, to me, I thought the more interesting slide was looking at the actual physical deliveries that are going on in the COMEX versus the Shanghai vault. You know, Shanghai physical deliveries are up 1,000%, and COMEX have actually fallen since 2006. So if you look at the percentage of the futures contracts that trade on the COMEX versus the percentage of those traded contracts that actually get delivered on, it's tiny. You go to Shanghai and you find last year, for example, there was more gold delivered physically through the Shanghai exchange than was mined in the world. And as I pointed out in my presentation, that physically cannot continue indefinitely. At some point, that has to resolve itself in higher prices.
You know, what I thought was interesting, Grant, about your presentation this morning is I know you and Jerry heard my presentation, and you know what my feelings are about gold. I'm not a trader. I'm not looking to make, big money buying and selling gold because, it's quite frankly, at my age, I don't want to learn a new trade. But I think my philosophy for owning gold is exactly, I believe, the same as the philosophy of the folks in the Far East. You know, it's something to have that's tangible, that's better than any sleeping pill made.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Al. And I wrote a piece about this recently that was based on a story, which, if we've got time, I'll just run you through the story. And it goes back to, we were talking about the Carolinas before we came on air. And back in the beginnings of the Civil War, there was a guy in Charleston, South Carolina, called George Walton Williams, no relation, I hasten to add. And he was essentially someone that ran goods through the blockade of the port there in Charleston before the Civil War started. And at the time, there were Confederate dollars. Everybody was accepting payment in Confederate dollars. And George Williams would only accept gold and silver. And sure enough, after the Fort Sumter was evacuated, they didn't surrender. I want to make that quite clear for any friends, my friends in the South listening. After Fort Sumter was evacuated, the Confederate dollar collapsed later on after the Civil War, and everybody in that part of the world got poor. And George Walton Williams, he didn't get rich, but he stayed rich. And as I pointed out when I wrote about this, sometimes just by staying rich, you can become very, very wealthy indeed. And that's why you own gold. You don't own gold because you want to buy it low and sell it high. You don't own it because you think you can make $200. If you want to do that, trade the ETF, buy Google shares, buy Apple shares, whatever you want. There's no point in trading gold like that unless you're a momentum trader. The point of owning gold, and by gold I mean physical metal, is to protect your wealth when you need it. And when the time comes, gold does all the work for you. It will just protect your wealth, and if everybody else gets poor, hey, you know what? Maybe you can join that 1% by default.
Grant, a hot topic on our blog relates to why countries own gold, and if there is the possibility of a gold-backed currency somewhere in the works, either in Asia or put up by the IMF, somewhere around there, how real do you think this possibility is for a gold-backed currency sometime in the future?
Oh, look, I think it's not just a real possibility, it's a likelihood. I mean, at some point, people have to understand that in the last 200 years, the world has been on a gold standard more than it's been off a gold standard. And because we've had this last 40 years, which is most people's relative time frame, everybody assumes that that was never the way and it would be some massively shocking move for the world to go back to some kind of gold standard. The reality is very, very different. As I say, in 200 years, we've had some kind of gold standard for a lot bigger percentage of that time than we haven't had one. So don't let the present fool you into thinking it's the future. I mean, at some point, I think it's extremely likely that we will see some kind of gold-backed currency. I imagine the West would want it to be a global currency that they would have some part of, but I suspect the Chinese may have other ideas and may at some point introduce a gold-backed yuan. But to do that, they're going to need a lot more gold. And hey presto, they're buying it hand over fist.
You know, I really got intrigued with that concept, Grant, back, as I mentioned again during my presentation this morning, probably 2004, 2005, when I was speaking at a GATA conference there. And, you know, I made the comment that I've had a fair amount of experience dealing with Chinese business people. And as I said this morning, you know, we're not talking second generation, third generation. We're talking, you know, people who the bank that I was on the board of directors of, our chairman was from Hong Kong, our president was from Taiwan, our chief financial officer slash senior vice president was from Malaysia. I mean, these were very, very steeped in tradition Chinese folks. And the one thing that I learned about them is their time frame in terms of business transactions is very, very different from the time frame of business transactions in the United States. Any comments on that?
Yes. Excuse me. It is very different. I mean, there's much more of a get-rich-slow mentality in Asia. I mean, these guys, they, particularly with precious metals, they play the long game. They're not looking to get rich quick. As I said, they're looking to own gold as an insurance, and if it makes them wealthy at some point in the future, that's fine. But look, you have to understand that they've seen devaluations, they've seen defaults, they've seen all these things, social panic, everything. And through all of it, gold has always endured.
Gold has always endured. Something else that's always endured that we're going to get into with Grant here in the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about politics. Politics has always endured, and I guess the first question that Corey and I would like to discuss with Grant is we're seeing some real turmoil in the world today. We are seeing two societies that are very, very diametrically opposed from each other, two societies that probably indirectly are really vying for control. I think that the real strength in the world, both politically and financially, in the very, very near future, is not going to be in the Western Hemisphere. We're going to see what Grant Williams thinks about that.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, getting back to some political issues with Grant. You know, Bob Moriarty and I were chatting last week. He and I, Corey, did a number of daily editorials on what's causing the turmoil around the world, whether it's in Venezuela, whether it's in Argentina, whether it's in Syria, whether it's in Italy, whether it's now in the Ukraine. And Bob brings up the fact that it's all about economics. It's all about the fact that people are not comfortable financially, and consequently, you're getting significant turmoil in those countries. What do you think about that?
I think he's absolutely right. I mean, look, we saw 2008 happen. We all understand that things were bad then. And on the one hand, you've got a bunch of politicians all around the world telling everybody that things are getting better and, you know, the economy is repairing itself and things are improving, and you keep hearing the word recovery, etc., etc. And of course, that's what they have to do. They have to instill in people the confidence to A, maintain the status quo, and B, try and manage the way out of this in an orderly fashion. The reality is much, much different. If you look at, talk to people on the street, look at the percentage of Americans on welfare, for example, not to mention going into places like the Ukraine, Venezuela, the reality from the ground up is much, much different. And people are unhappy. They're being told by governments that things are getting better, but they instinctively don't feel it. And, you know, when you have 50%+ youth unemployment in places like Greece, places like Italy, when you have in Spain, you have these enormous groups of young unemployed people that have lost the hope of getting a job. You know, turmoil is inevitable. I'm amazed it's taken this long. So I think that feeling of the fact that things aren't as good as they're being painted is starting to percolate through, and consequences, you've got a whole bunch of governments who are frightened that their people could get out of control if push comes to shove, and so they're all being forced to do things that aren't in the world's best interest, particularly in the case of leaders wanting to look strong and powerful, which is what we're seeing in the Ukraine right now. And the potential is there for a miscalculation by someone that could light a really nasty powder keg.
All we need to do, Grant, is look around the world and almost every country out there is showing some serious signs of weakness and some real big holes in their policies. We see countries all around the world on this race to see who can print the most money. We see this consistent battle over energy because energy is crucial to countries growing. And then we see politicians not being able to come to resolutions even within their own countries. To me, I can't see a country out there that I have any faith in. Do you?
No, it's hard. I mean, look, the problem, I think, is that a lot of the policy now is being driven by central banks. You know, they're the first and last line of defense right now because the problem everywhere is all about money and the lack of it and the fact that there's way too much debt. So how do you get out of that? Well, there's a very limited number of ways, right? You can default, which is not an option for someone like the United States, obviously. You can pay the debt back, which with essentially zero growth everywhere in the world is also not an option. But if you're a central bank or you're a government, you have that one thing that we don't have to pay off our personal debts, which is you can just create the money out of thin air. So that's what they're having to do. They're going to do that. They're going to try and inflate the debt away, and it's not working. And so they're being forced to do things that in the long term aren't constructive and potentially are very, very dangerous. But political cycles are short. And you know, a very wise man once said to me, you know, the day a politician gets elected, his thoughts turn to getting re-elected and nothing else. And the more I've watched of this situation unfold, not just in America, but you know, in the UK and right around the world, with the possible exception of Singapore, is exactly that. There are all kinds of policies being instituted for the sake of expediency. They're not looking 10 years down the line because, you know, that's three elections away. So why bother? Let's do what we need to do to get re-elected in 2 years' time or in 4 years' time. And those policies, short-term fixes for long-term solutions, are absolutely in nobody's interest.
You know, I think it's very true. Just, short-term solutions never work, for lack of better terms. I want to ask you one more political question, then I want to get back a little bit as to what you do in terms of helping people with their financial issues. But the really hot topic right now, and I know that this is a little time sensitive, and we're recording here on March 2nd. This is not going to air until the following Saturday. But as of March 2nd, what are your thoughts about what's going on in the Ukraine?
Well, look, it's not a surprise to me. I mean, there's one picture that's flooding around on the internet that tells the whole story to me. It's a picture of the Ukraine and shows where the Russian gas pipelines go in and come out of the Ukraine. And if you look at that one map, the whole thing becomes an awful lot clearer. It's an incredibly strategic place right now. And the interesting thing about the Ukraine is you could almost draw a line right down the middle, a dead straight line, and to the left, to the west of that line, are a bunch of very pro-European Ukrainians, and to the east of that line are very hardcore pro-Russia Ukrainians. And that's, again, a recipe for potential disaster, and we're seeing it unfold. You know, you've got a very strategic place in the Crimean Peninsula down in the south there, where one of the biggest Russian naval bases is at Sevastopol. That's clearly a place that the Russians need control of, and that was the first thing they did is send troops in to secure that and missile sites around that region. You know, we could see Crimea get annexed by the Russians very, very easily. And the danger is, I think, going back to what we spoke about a little while ago, when you have President Obama, who was seen to be very, very weak with the Syrian red line in the sand that he drew, that he then allowed them to cross. You've got British Prime Minister talking tough and talking about pulling out the G8. You've got a lot of politicians who need to appear strong in their home countries. And in Vladimir Putin, you have the archetypal strongman leader. No one's going to back down. And so the danger is that a miscalculation by somebody who decides to not do the smart thing and pull back a little and resort to diplomacy could trigger off a situation in the Ukraine that will have far-reaching consequences.
Grant, there's no question it's scary what's going on in the Ukraine. And it does revolve around oil, energy, the flow of these resources in and out of certain countries, especially Russia. Something that I want to ask you about, we are at the mining conference here, very precious metals focused base. What about other commodities? Because I think as we keep on seeing signs of weakness throughout the world, commodities, the real goods, are stuff that countries really focus on and stuff that people need. What are you, I guess I'd say, bullish on looking in the future?
Well, that question, the big X factor there, the big unknown with all those questions is time horizon. I mean, what are we bullish on in the short term? Well, not very much. But I think, you know, over time, all these commodities, you have to be bullish on them. I mean, the population of the world is not declining except in places like Japan. And there is going to be constant need for commodities. That's just the way it is. So do the prices get ahead of themselves? Yes. If you look at the stockpiles in the ports in China, things like iron ore, which have spiked to new highs in the last couple of weeks, there is clearly starting to be a build-up of inventories in some of these places. Now, a lot of that is maybe used for trade financing. We don't really know. But the beauty of things like copper and iron ore, If you do stockpile them, is they don't have sell-by dates, right? You can build a house with copper in 50 years' time, and you can build it tomorrow. It doesn't matter. So taking control of these vital commodities that China will need, it's just a question of time frame, is a smart thing to do. But could we see some shocks in the meantime to the downside? Absolutely. There is the threat of deflation hanging everywhere, and you can see the central banks desperately trying to do everything they can to stave it off. They're not always going to be successful with every battle, but they will win the war, because ultimately, going back over 200, 300, 400 years, you'll see that periods of deflation are always finite and always short-lived. It always ends in inflation, because that's the way the world goes.
I got to tell you, Grant Williams is one of the most interesting guests that we have had on our show. I guess it's been about 4 or 5 years, Grant, that you've been on the show. We appreciate your input. I really want to recommend his newsletter, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. It's a newsletter that I read. I think I get it every Tuesday or every Wednesday. If you want more information on this newsletter, simply click on Grant's picture, which is in our favorite sites section, and that will put you in touch with Casey Reachers, now, if I'm not mistaken.
Malden Economics.
And Malden Economics will provide you with this particular newsletter. It's great. Grant is never short of ideas. He's very good, whether we're talking business, whether we're talking financial issues, whether we're talking politics. He is one of our main go-to guys on all of these issues. Hey, I hope you guys have enjoyed this weekend's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.